Well, the main idea is that we should be much more strategic about how we invest in our scientific base in the country, and we should align that scientific base to some things that are particularly important to Australia. I've been talking about how science can help to underpin the agricultural sector, because the agricultural sector forms so much part of Australia's future trading agreements, for example. So there seems to me to be little point in having great aspirations for the agricultural produce and export as part of trade agreements unless we can also make sure that we've got the scientific base pinned down to provide that capacity to meet those obligations under those trade agreements, and that'll take work.
Is there a coherent strategy at the moment coming through from business and government to push the agricultural industry forward?
Well, not really, because it's not just the agricultural industry. It's really a whole of government issue that I'm trying to propose and to recommend. I think, you know, all of these things are linked. There will be people who work on plants and agricultural product who study molecular biology at university. They'll have done genetics or chemistry or physics because of GPS systems and their role these days in modern farming. So what we've got to try to do is see the whole and not just little bits of it. We've got to say that in order to achieve what we want to achieve, or indeed what we could achieve as a country, then we need an investment and we need to see value and not always cost.
Where are those key areas that you see investment as being crucial for agriculture?
Well, in agriculture, I think it is, you know, how are we going to adapt to a changing environment? I mean, we will endlessly debate, it seems these days, the cause of that changing environment, but there could be little doubt that it's changing. How are we going to adapt our agricultural product, our agricultural produce, to shifting rainfall patterns? How are we going to adjust to increased salinity of arable soils? How are we going to adjust to the fact that as our population grows and our cities grow, then their footprint will intrude into productive agricultural land? How are we going to do all that? Well, we're not going to do any of that unless we invest in the science that's required to give the answers to what are clearly problems for the future.
If we see Australia's role in agriculture globally as a high-end premium producer of agricultural products, does that tie in at the moment sufficiently with the amount of investment going into science to make sure that Australia remains a top-end producer?
Well, that's certainly what we have to do, and my argument would be that we have to make sure that we're investing enough. So I can't tell you right now whether we do invest enough. I couldn't possibly say to you that we don't invest enough. What I can say to you is that we should know, and we should find out, and we should take strategic decisions that if, for example, we discovered that we were not investing enough, then how do we transfer funding into this? How do we add funding to that area to ensure that we do? And again, a strategic approach really means sitting back and saying, well, what are we doing in this country? Are we doing things that are really important, where we have a significant national need, where we have some capacity but some capability, but we should have more if we're going to meet the needs and so on? I mean, all of those questions come out of this approach. And at the moment, the answers are elusive. We know top-level program expenditure, X million for program A and Z million for program C and so on. But what happens under that is what we've really got to come to terms with and find out. And then we'll know whether we do enough or not do enough.